This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the rich, the only listener, to our family, because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
I want to welcome to the program, back to the program. He's been always generous with his time. The Commissioner of the United States Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Stephen Hahn. Hey, Commissioner, good morning.
Rich, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to start out by saying you're one of ours. We claim you. You graduated from the Lewis Katz School of Medicine at Temple University in Pennsylvania. And, of course, you were the big guy when it came to oncology right at Penn. So thank you for your service to our city all these years. We appreciate that.
Well, Rich, as you know, Philly's my hometown, and it's great to be back on the show with you. Thanks for having me.
Remdesivir. Where do we stand with that? We got emergency authorization for that. Is that right?
We did. We issued emergency use authorization for remdesivir on May 1st. So what that means, authorization, is that we looked at the risks and benefits of the drug and looked at the data from one clinical trial, which showed a substantial benefit in terms of lower days of hospitalization. So we authorized it at that time. That's not a full approval. And so we revised that authorization later in the summer, in August, to expand as more data came in to additional types of patients, both mild and severe patients with COVID. And then just recently, as you know, we had the first approval of a drug, remdesivir, for the treatment of COVID-19. And that was for patients 12 years and older who require hospitalization.
So the drug is officially approved for treating COVID-19 patients in hospitals, and that's great news. This is really a landmark approval.
It really is, and it is, as I said, the first therapeutic approved, but also just shows you what the great biomedical research infrastructure in the country can do and what the private sector can do when we work together against something like COVID-19. It's a pretty remarkable event, and it's good news for the American people.
What has amazed me is that I was talking to two physicians the other day, and they were both in the ICU during the really dark days of this. And I asked them, I said, are things better now? And they said, things are so much better now because they figured out how to treat it. And they also have now therapeutics that they're able to use to treat it. This will go a long way in even making life so much easier for these doctors in the ICU.
That's right. And I think their point's very well taken. We are in a much different place than March and April when this started. We didn't know much about the virus at the time. Docs didn't know about the optimal way to take care of patients. But we've learned a lot over the last 10 months. And in addition to the great care that docs are being provided, certainly Philadelphia has some of the best medical facilities in the world. There are these therapeutics. There is remdesivir, there's convalescent plasma that have been authorized or approved. And so we are totally different place. There's steroids. And this is really good news. And of course, considering that the virus is still with us, we continue to do research to look at other treatments that might be effective.
And so when we think about that and we hear the news about all these cases that are rising but people are beating it, which is good. And I'm not downplaying the fact that people don't want to get this virus, obviously, but they're beating it. Our numbers are great, but there's still some very vulnerable populations, right?
That's right. And that's one of the reasons why it's so important to limit the number of cases, because it is the vulnerable population that suffer the most from this, that need to be hospitalized or on ventilators. And that would be the elderly, so those over the age of 70, Some say 65 a risk. And I think even more important, or not more important, but just as important, are those who have underlying conditions that put them at risk. So high blood pressure, some cardiovascular heart diseases, certainly if you're getting chemotherapy for cancer or radiation treatments, those are the sort of people who are at highest risk for severe complications or even death from this. So we really have to protect grandparents, the elderly, and those with underlying illnesses that put them at risk. And we can do that. It's really important that we continue these important mitigation efforts of wearing masks, when appropriate, social distancing, hand washing. We need to continue that.
Dr. Stephen Hahn joins me. He is the commissioner of the United States Food and Drug Administration, and the breaking news is that they approved Gilead's remdesivir as coronavirus treatment, the first approved treatment for the virus. It's a very, very big deal, and it's because you've worked hard to break down the regulatory barriers that companies, pharmaceutical companies, and others have to face to be able to bring forward things like new testing, new treatments. That's all part of what has been called Operation Warp Speed, which is also where we stand with getting a vaccine approved at some point, right?
Yeah, we're breaking down the barriers and really accelerating the process of review was one of the things that our terrific employees at FDA did. More than 17,000, they've been working overtime. Rich, listen to this one: double our normal workload during COVID-19. So, wow. In addition to approving cancer drugs and the other things that we do on a routine basis and that we've kept up, we've been working on COVID-19 and accelerating the therapeutics and the diagnostic tests, and it's a pretty remarkable set of circumstances and a pretty remarkable response from these employees. But yes, we're everybody working overtime now. Of course, additional therapeutics are being looked at, treatments, and of course, vaccines. And Operation Warp Speed is separate from FDA, but they have done just an amazing job of putting this together and accelerating the development process.
And you have made it very clear, you will not under any circumstances allow the FDA to approve a vaccine that is not meeting the criteria that you've set in place. And there's been pressure, at least according to news reports, that some forces have tried to ask you to maybe change the criteria, make it easier for approval. And I don't know how much of that is fake news or not, but you've said, no, the FDA has its guidelines and we're going to follow those rules. We're not going to change anything.
Rich, that's absolutely right. At the end of June, we put out our guidelines. We updated them in the beginning of October so that everyone was clear about what we were going to look at for authorization or approval of a vaccine. We are going to stay with that. You probably know last Thursday we had an outside group of experts that were convened for a vaccine advisory committee. That's a normal process for us. They will look at any application we receive in the future, and they'll apply the same criteria as we would. And so the process is going to be open. It's going to be transparent, but we are going to use the data and the criteria that our scientists have established, and we will not authorize or approve a vaccine before we've determined the safety and effectiveness. That's not going to happen. We will only do it when it meets our criteria.
And the White House has agreed to that. I mean, they've listened to you. You said to them,
that's
this
correct.
Is the way it has to be, and they've agreed with that point.
That's correct. As you know, they cleared our guidance document that stated that specifically, and that you're absolutely right about that, and we're all on the same page on what needs to be done for getting a vaccine authorized or approved.
The FDA and the White House on the same page to get a vaccine approved. That's important for people to understand, because the narrative in the media is that the White House is trying to overrule you every day, and morale's low at the agency, and you've got to push back against that.
Well, we have a process for looking at documents like our guidance document. We went through that process, and it's been cleared. And what I tell the folks at the agency is that everything else at this point is noise. What we have to focus on is doing the absolute right thing for the American people, and focus on the science and the data. And that's what I'm so proud of our team for doing.
Well, that's excellent. Well, I'm glad you're there. Dr. Stephen Hahn, the commissioner of the FDA, and the great news that we have the first treatment for coronavirus, remdesivir. And real quick, I'll let you go. I know you're a very busy guy, and I'm so grateful for your generosity of your time. But what really does remdesivir do? If somebody gets the coronavirus and needs to be hospitalized, what is the effect?
So remdesivir, I should have said that earlier. Thanks, Rich. Remdesivir is a drug that we call an antiviral, meaning it specifically targets the virus. Unlike steroids, which target inflammation and the inflammatory response, this will actually target the virus itself. So it's really the first drug that is specifically directed against the COVID-19 virus that showed a clinical benefit.
That's fantastic. And there are obviously other diseases out there. There's other things people are still trying to get FDA approval for. Is the agency able to handle that workload right now?
Yeah, we have something, absolutely. And again, remember, doubling of our workload, really impressive job by the employees at FDA, our scientists. We have something called user fee deadlines, which are really just metrics of how are we doing to make sure that we meet the deadlines for approval of drugs and other medical products. And remarkably, despite a doubling of our workload, we are meeting all of our goals for the user fee deadlines, which just tells you, you know, how hard everybody's working on behalf of the American people.
Philly's own Dr. Stephen Hahn, Commissioner of the United States Food and Drug Administration. Thank you so much for coming back on the show. Keep up the great work. I really appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich. My best to you and the people of Philly. Have a great day.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.